This is a continuation of Spiritual Exercises by St. Ignatius Loyola. This recording is provided by the Christian Classics Ethereal Library and read by Kevin Spaulding, Gastonia, North Carolina. For more information or to volunteer, please visit us on the web at www.ccel.org. The Mysteries of the Life of Christ our Lord. Note: It is to be noted in all the following mysteries that all the words which are enclosed in parentheses are from the gospel itself, and not those which are outside. And in each mystery, for the most part, three points will be found to meditate and contemplate on with greater ease. Of the Annunciation of Our Lady. St. Luke writes in the first chapter, first point. The first point is that the angel St. Gabriel, saluting Our Lady, announced to her the conception of Christ our Lord. The angel, entering where Mary was, saluted her, saying, "Hail, full of grace, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and shalt bring forth a son." Second point, the second. The angel confirms what he said to Our Lady, telling of the conception of St. John Baptist, saying to her, "And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth hath conceived a son in her old age." Third point, the third. Our Lady answered the angel, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to thy word." Of the Visitation of Our Lady to Elizabeth. St. Luke speaks in the first chapter. First point, first. As Our Lady visited Elizabeth, St. John Baptist, being in his mother's womb, felt the visitation which Our Lady made. And when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Our Lady, the infant leapt in her womb. And Elizabeth, full of the Holy Ghost, cried out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed be thou among women, and blessed be the fruit of thy womb." Second point, second. Our Lady sings the canticle, saying, "My soul doth magnify the Lord." Third point, third. Mary abode with Elizabeth about 3 months, and then she returned to her house. Of the birth of Christ our Lord. St. Luke speaks in the second chapter. First point, first. Our Lady and her husband Joseph go from Nazareth to Bethlehem. Joseph went up from Galilee to Bethlehem to acknowledge subjection to Caesar, with Mary his spouse and wife, already with child. Second point. Second. She brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him up with swaddling clothes and laid him in the manger. Third point. Third. There came a multitude of the heavenly army, which said, "Glory be to God in the heavens." Of the shepherds. St. Luke writes in the second chapter. First point. First. The birth of Christ our Lord is manifested to the shepherds by the angel. "I manifest to you great joy, for this day is born the Savior of the world." Second point. Second. The shepherds go to Bethlehem. They came with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the infant put in the manger. Third point. Third. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising the Lord. Of the circumcision. St. Luke writes in the second chapter. First point. First. They circumcised the child Jesus. Second point. Second. His name was called Jesus, which was called by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Third point. Third, they gave back the child to his mother, who had compassion for the blood which came from her son. Of the three Magi kings. St. Matthew writes in the second chapter. First point, first, the three Magi kings, guiding themselves by the star, came to adore Jesus, saying, "We have seen his star in the east and are come to adore him." Second point, second. They adored him and offered gifts to him, Falling down on the earth, they adored him, and they offered him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Third point, third. They received answer, while sleeping, that they should not return to Herod, and went back by another way to their country. Of the purification of Our Lady and presentation of the child Jesus. St. Luke writes, chapter 2. First point, first. They bring the child Jesus to the temple, that he may be presented to the Lord as firstborn, and they offer for him a pair of turtle doves, or two young pigeons. Second point, second. Simeon, coming to the temple, took him into his arms, saying, Now thou dost dismiss thy servant, O Lord, in peace. Third point, third. Anna, coming afterwards, confessed to the Lord and spoke of him to all that were hoping for the redemption of Israel. Of the flight to Egypt. St. Matthew writes in the second chapter. First point, first. Herod wanted to kill the child Jesus, and so killed the innocents, and before their death the angel warned Joseph to fly into Egypt. Arise, and take the child and his mother, and fly to Egypt. Second point, second. He departed for Egypt, who, arising by night, departed to Egypt. Third point, third. He was there until the death of Herod. Of how Christ our Lord returned from Egypt. St. Matthew writes in the second chapter. First point, first. The angel warns Joseph to return to Israel. Arise, and take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel. Second point, second. Rising, he came to the land of Israel. Third point, third. Because Archelaus, son of Herod, was reigning in Judea, he withdrew into Nazareth. Of the life of Christ our Lord from 12 to 30 years. St. Luke writes in the second chapter. First point, first. He was obedient to his parents. He advanced in wisdom, age, and grace. Second point, second. It appears that he exercised the trade of carpenter, as St. Mark shows he means in the sixth chapter. Perhaps this is that carpenter? Of the coming of Christ to the temple when he was of the age of 12 years. St. Luke writes in the second chapter. First point, first. Christ our Lord, of the age of 12 years, went up from Nazareth to Jerusalem. Second point, second. Christ our Lord remained in Jerusalem, and his parents did not know it. Third point, third. The 3 days passed, they found him disputing in the temple, and seated in the midst of the doctors, and his parents asking him where he had been. He answered, Did you not know that it behooves me to be in the things which are my Father's? Of how Christ was baptized. St. Matthew writes in the third chapter, first point, first. Christ our Lord, after having taken leave of his blessed mother, came from Nazareth to the river Jordan, where St. John Baptist was. Second point, second. St. John baptized Christ our Lord, and wanting to excuse himself, thinking himself unworthy of baptizing him, Christ said to him, Do this for the present, for so it is necessary that we fulfill all justice. Third point. Third. The Holy Spirit came in the voice of the Father from heaven, affirming, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Of how Christ was tempted. St. Luke writes in the fourth chapter, and St. Matthew, fourth chapter. First point. First, after being baptized, he went to the desert, where he fasted 40 days and 40 nights. Second point, second, he was tempted by the enemy 3 times. The tempter, coming to him, said to him, If thou be the Son of God, say that these stones be turned into bread. Cast thyself down from here. If prostrate on the earth, thou wilt adore me. I will give thee all this which thou seest. Third point. Third, the angels came and ministered to him. Of the call of the apostles. First point. First, it seems that St. Peter and St. Andrew were called three times. First, to some knowledge. This is clear from St. John in the first chapter. Secondly, to follow Christ in some way with the purpose of returning to possess what they had left, as St. Luke says in the fifth chapter. Thirdly, to follow Christ our Lord forever, as St. Matthew says in the fourth chapter and St. Mark in the first. Second point. Second, he called Philip, as is in the first chapter of St. John, and Matthew, as Matthew himself says in the ninth chapter. Third point. Third, he called the other apostles, of whose special call the gospel does not make mention. And three other things also would be to be considered. The first, how the apostles were of uneducated and low condition. The second, the dignity to which they were so sweetly called. The third, the gifts and graces by which they were raised above all the fathers of the New and Old Testaments. Of the first miracle performed at the marriage of Cana, Galilee, St. John writes, chapter 2, first point, first, Christ our Lord was invited with his disciples to the marriage. Second point, second, the mother tells her son of the failure of the wine, saying, they have no wine, and bade the servants, whatsoever he shall say to you, do ye. Third point, third, he changed the water into wine, and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. Of how Christ cast out of the temple those who were selling. St. John writes, chapter 2, first point, first, with a whip made of cords, he cast out of the temple all those who were selling. Second point, second, he turned over the tables and money of the rich bankers who were in the temple. Third point, third, to the poor who sold doves, he mildly said, take these things from here, and make not my house a house of traffic. Of the sermon which Christ made on the mount. St. Matthew writes in the fifth chapter. First point, first, to his beloved disciples he speaks apart about the eight Beatitudes. Blessed the poor in spirit, the meek, the merciful, those who weep, those who suffer hunger and thirst for justice, the clean of heart, the peaceful, and those who suffer persecution. Second point, second, he exhorts them to use their talents well. So let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in the heavens. Third point, third, he shows himself not a transgressor, but a perfecter of the law, explaining the precept of not killing, not committing fornication, not being guilty of perjury, and of loving enemies. I say to you that you love your enemies and do good to them that hate you. Of how Christ our Lord made the tempest of the sea calm. St. Matthew writes, chapter 8. First point, first, Christ our Lord being asleep at sea, a great tempest arose. Second point, second, his disciples frightened awakened him, whom he reprehends for the little faith which they had, saying to them, what do you fear, ye of little faith? Third point, third, he commanded the winds and the sea to cease, and so ceasing the sea became calm, at which the men wondered, saying, who is this whom the wind and the sea obey? Of how Christ walked on the sea. St. Matthew writes chapter 14. First point, first, Christ our Lord, being on the mountain, made his disciples go to the little boat, and having dismissed the multitude, he commenced to pray alone. Second point, second, the little boat was beaten by the waves, to which Christ came walking on the water, and the disciples thought it was an apparition. Third point. Third, Christ saying to them, "It is I, fear not." St. Peter, by his command, came to him walking on the water. Doubting, he commenced to sink, but Christ our Lord freed him and reprehended him for his little faith. And then, as he entered into the little boat, the wind ceased. Of how the apostles were sent to preach. St. Matthew writes in the 10th chapter. First point. First, Christ called his beloved disciples and gave them power to cast out the demons from human bodies and to cure all the diseases. Second point. Second, he teaches them of prudence and patience. Behold, I send you as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and simple as doves. Third point. Third, he gives them the way to go. Do not want to possess gold nor silver. What you have freely received, freely give. And he gave them matter to preach. Going, you shall preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven has approached. Of the conversion of Magdalene. St. Luke writes in the 7th chapter. First point. First, Magdalene enters where Christ our Lord is seated at the table in the house of the Pharisee. She bore a vase of alabaster full of ointment. Second point. Second, standing behind the Lord near his feet, she commenced to wash them with tears and dried them with the hairs of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with ointment. Third point. Third, when the Pharisee accused Magdalene, Christ speaks in her defense, saying, many sins are forgiven her because she loves much. And he said to the woman, thy faith has made thee safe. Go in peace. Of how Christ our Lord gave to eat 5,000 men. St. Matthew writes in the 14th chapter. First point. First, the disciples, as it was getting late, asked Christ to dismiss the multitude of men who were with him. Second point. Second, Christ our Lord commands that they bring him bread, and commanded that they should be seated at the table, and blessed, and broke, and gave the bread to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. Third point. Third, they did eat and were filled, and there were 12 baskets over. Of the Transfiguration of Christ. St. Matthew writes in the 17th chapter. First point. First, taking along his beloved disciples, Peter, James, John, Christ our Lord was transfigured, and his face did shine as the sun, and his garments as the snow. Second point. Second, he was speaking with Moses and Elias. Third point. Third, St. Peter, saying that they would make 3 tabernacles, a voice from heaven sounded, which said, this is my beloved Son, hear ye him. When his disciples heard this voice, they fell for fear on their faces. And Christ our Lord touched them and said to them, arise and fear not. Tell this vision to no one until the Son of Man be risen. Of the Resurrection of Lazarus. John chapter 11. First point. First, Martha and Mary sent word to Christ our Lord of the illness of Lazarus. Knowing it, he delayed for 2 days, that the miracle might be more evident. Second point. Second, before he raises him, he asked the one and the other to believe, saying, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believeth in me, although he be dead, shall live. Third point. Third, he raises him after having wept and prayed. And the manner of raising him was by commanding, Lazarus, come forth. Of the Supper at Bethany. Matthew chapter 26. First point. First, the Lord sups in the house of Simon the leper, along with Lazarus. Second point. Second, Mary pours the ointment on the head of Christ. Third point. Third, Judas murmurs, saying, "For what is this waste of ointment?" But he, a second time, excuses Magdalene, saying, "Why are you troublesome to this woman? For she hath wrought a good work upon me." Palm Sunday. Matthew chapter 21. First point. First, the Lord sends for the ass and the foal, saying, "Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone shall say anything to you, say ye that the Lord hath need of them, and henceforth he will let them go." Second point. Second, he mounted upon the ass, which was covered with the garments of the apostles. Third point. Third, they went out to receive him, strewing in the way their garments and the branches of the trees, saying, "Save us, Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Save us in the heights." Of the preaching in the temple. Luke chapter 19. First point. First, he was every day teaching in the temple. Second point. Second, the preaching finished, since there was no one who would receive him in Jerusalem, he used to return to Bethany. Of the supper. Matthew 26 and John 13. First point. First, he ate the paschal lamb with his 12 apostles, to whom he foretold his death. "In truth I say to you that one of you is to sell me." Second point. Second, he washed the disciples' feet, even those of Judas, commencing from St. Peter, who, considering the majesty of the Lord and his own baseness, not wanting to consent, said, "Lord, dost thou wash my feet?" But St. Peter did not know that in that he gave an example of humility. And for this he said, "I have given you an example, that you may do as I did." Third point. Third, he instituted the most sacred sacrifice of the Eucharist, to be the greatest mark of his love, saying, "Take and eat." The supper finished, Judas went forth to sell Christ our Lord. Of the mysteries done from the supper to the garden, inclusive. Matthew chapter 26 and Mark chapter 14. First point. First, the supper finished, and singing the hymn, the Lord went to Mount Olivet with his disciples, who were full of fear, and leaving the eight in Gethsemane, he said, "Sit ye here till I go yonder to pray." Second point. Second, accompanied by St. Peter, St. James, and St. John, he prayed three times to the Lord, saying, "Father, if it be possible, let this chalice pass from me. Nevertheless, let not my will be done, but thine." And being in agony, he prayed the longer. Third point. Third, he came into such fear that he said, "My soul is sorrowful unto death." And he sweated blood so plentiful that St. Luke says, "His sweat was as drops of blood which were running on the earth," which supposes that the garments were already full of blood. Of the mysteries done from the garden to the house of Annas, inclusive. Matthew 26, Luke 22, Mark 15. First point. First, the Lord lets himself be kissed by Judas and taken as a robber, to whom he said, "You have come out as to a robber, to apprehend me with clubs and arms, when I was daily with you in the temple teaching, and you did not take me." And he, saying, "Whom seek ye?" The enemies fell on the earth. Second point. Second, St. Peter wounded a servant of the high priest, and the meek Lord said to Peter, "Return thy sword into its place." And he healed the wound of the servant. Third point. Third, left by his disciples, he is taken to Annas, where St. Peter, who had followed him from afar, denied him once, and a blow was given Christ by one saying to him, "Answerest thou the high priest so?" Of the mysteries done from the house of Annas to the house of Caiaphas, inclusive. First point, first. They take him bound from the house of Annas to the house of Caiaphas, where St. Peter denied him twice, and looked at by the Lord, going forth, he wept bitterly. Second point, second. Jesus was all that night bound. Third point, third. Besides, those who held him captive mocked him and struck him and covered his face and gave him buffets and asked him, "Prophesy to us, who is that that struck thee?" and like things, blaspheming against him. Of the mysteries done from the house of Caiaphas to that of Pilate, inclusive. Matthew 26, Luke 23, Mark 15. First point. First, the whole multitude of the Jews take him to Pilate and accuse him before him, saying, "We have found that this man tried to ruin our people and forbade to pay tribute to Caesar." Second point. Second, Pilate, after having examined him once and again, said, "I find no fault." Third point. Third, the robber Barabbas was preferred to him. They all cried, saying, "Give us not this man, but Barabbas." Of the mysteries done from the house of Pilate to that of Herod. First point. First, Pilate sent Jesus, a Galilean, to Herod, tetrarch of Galilee. Second point. Second, Herod, curious, questioned him much, and he answered him nothing, although the scribes and priests were accusing him constantly. Third point. Third, Herod despised him with his army, clothing him with a white garment. Of the mysteries done from the house of Herod to that of Pilate. Matthew 26, Luke 23, Mark 15, and John 19. First point. First, Herod sends him back to Pilate. By this they were made friends, who before were enemies. Second point. Second, Pilate took Jesus and scourged him, and the soldiers made a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they clothed him with purple, and came to him and said, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they gave him buffets. Third point. Third, he brought him forth in the presence of all. Then Jesus went forth crowned with thorns and clothed with a purple garment. And Pilate said to them, "Here is the man." And when the priests saw him, they shouted, saying, "Crucify, crucify him." Of the mysteries done from the house of Pilate to the cross, inclusive. John 19. First point. First, Pilate, seated as judge, delivered Jesus to them to crucify him, after the Jews had denied him for king, saying, "We have no king but Caesar." Second point. Second, he took the cross on his shoulders, and not being able to carry it, Simon of Cyrene was constrained to carry it after Jesus. Third point. Third, they crucified him between two thieves, setting this title, "Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews." Of the mysteries on the cross. John 19. First point. First, he spoke seven words on the cross. He prayed for those who were crucifying him. He pardoned the thief. He recommended St. John to his mother, and his mother to St. John. He said with a loud voice, "I thirst." And they gave him gall and vinegar. He said that he was abandoned. He said, "It is consummated." He said, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." Second point. Second, the sun was darkened, the stones broken, the graves opened, the veil of the temple was rent in two from above below. Third point. Third, They blaspheme him, saying, "Thou wert he who destroyest the temple of God. Come down from the cross." His garments were divided, his side struck with a lance, set forth water and blood. Of the mysteries from the cross to the sepulcher, inclusive. John 19. First point. First, he was let down from the cross by Joseph and Nicodemus in presence of his sorrowful mother. Second point. Second, the body was carried to the sepulcher and anointed and buried. Third point. Third, guards were set. Of the resurrection of Christ our Lord, of his first apparition. First point. First, he appeared to the Virgin Mary. This, although it is not said in Scripture, is included in saying that he appeared to so many others, because Scripture supposes that we have understanding. As it is written, "Are you also without understanding?" Of the second apparition. Mark chapter 16. First point. First, Mary Magdalene. Mary, the mother of James and Salome, come very early to the sepulchre, saying, "Who shall lift for us the stone from the door of the sepulchre?" Second point. Second, they see the stone lifted, and the angel who says, "You seek Jesus of Nazareth. He is already risen. He is not here." Third point. Third, he appeared to Mary, who remained about the sepulchre after the others had gone. Third apparition, St. Matthew, last chapter. First point, first. These Marys go from the sepulchre with fear and joy, wanting to announce to the disciples the resurrection of the Lord. Second point, second. Christ our Lord appeared to them on the way, saying to them, "Hail!" And they approached and threw themselves at his feet and adored him. Third point, third. Jesus says to them, "Fear not. Go and tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, for there they shall see me." Of the fourth apparition. Last chapter of Luke. First point. First. Having heard from the women that Christ was risen, St. Peter went quickly to the sepulchre. Second point. Second. Entering into the sepulchre, he saw only the cloths with which the body of Christ our Lord had been covered, and nothing else. Third point. Third. As St. Peter was thinking of these things, Christ appeared to him. And therefore the apostle said, "Truly, the Lord has risen and appeared to Simon." Of the fifth apparition. In the last chapter of St. Luke. First point. First. He appeared to the disciples who were going to Emmaus, talking of Christ. Second point. Second. He reproves them, showing by the Scriptures that Christ had to die and rise again. O foolish and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken! Was it not necessary that Christ should suffer and so enter into his glory? Third point. Third. At their prayer, he lingers there, and was with them until, in giving them communion, he disappeared. And they, returning, told the disciples how they had known him in the communion. Of the sixth apparition. John chapter 20. First point. First. The disciples, except St. Thomas, were gathered together for fear of the Jews. Second point. Second. Jesus appeared to them, the doors being shut, and being in the midst of them, he says, "Peace be with you." Third point. Third. He gives them the Holy Ghost, saying to them, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost. To those whose sins you shall forgive, to them they shall be forgiven." Seventh apparition. John 20. First point. First. St. Thomas, incredulous because he was absent from the preceding apparition, says, "If I do not see him, I will not believe." Second point. Second. Jesus appears to them 8 days from that, the doors being shut, and says to St. Thomas, "Put here thy finger, and see the truth, and be not incredulous, but believing." Third point. Third, St. Thomas believed, saying, "My Lord and my God." Christ said to him, "Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Of the eighth apparition, John, last chapter. First point. First, Jesus appears to seven of his disciples, who were fishing and had taken nothing all night, and spreading the net by his command, they were not able to draw it out for the multitudes of the fishes. Second point. Second, by this miracle, St. John knew him and said to St. Peter, "It is the Lord." He cast himself into the sea and came to Christ. Third point. Third, he gave them to eat part of a fish roasted and a comb of honey, and recommended the sheep to St. Peter, having first examined him 3 times on charity, and says to him, "Feed my sheep." Of the ninth apparition, Matthew, last chapter. First point. First, the disciples, by command of the Lord, go to Mount Tabor. Second point. Second, Christ appears to them and says, "All power is given to me in heaven and on earth." Third point. Third, he sent them through all the world to preach, saying, "Go and teach ye all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost." Of the tenth apparition, in the first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 15, afterwards he was seen by more than 500 brethren together. Of the 11th apparition, in the first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 15, afterwards he appeared to St. James. Of the 12th apparition, he appeared to Joseph of Arimathea, as is piously meditated and is read in the lives of the saints. Of the 13th apparition, first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 15, he appeared to St. Paul after the ascension. Last of all, he appeared to me, as one born out of due time. He appeared also in soul to the holy fathers of Limbo, and after taking them out, and having taken his body again, he appeared to the disciples many times, and dealt with them. Of the ascension of Christ our Lord. Acts 1. First point. First, after he appeared for the space of 40 days to the apostles, giving many arguments and doing many signs, and speaking of the kingdom of God, he bade them await in Jerusalem the Holy Ghost promised. Second point. Second, he brought them out to Mount Olivet, and in their presence he was raised up, and a cloud made him disappear from their eyes. Third point. Third, they, looking to heaven, the angels say to them, "Men of Galilee, why stand you looking to heaven? This Jesus, who is taken from your eyes to heaven, shall so come as you saw him go into heaven."